Welcome back, everybody, to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. In this episode today, we have a listener story. And the story is by Zachariah. Zachariah has written a story that I've read on the podcast before. It was the story with the stiffer and the villager who stole it. So hopefully you can find it through that description. I forgot the name of it, but it's definitely worth the listen. In the prologue episode today that I recorded and that will release today, we talked about the worst ever Minecraft short stories, the worst ever read on the podcast. And if you've ever been listening to this podcast and are like, was Calm okay when he wrote this? Then maybe you'd be interested in this episode. So you can find all the prologue episodes on my Patreon, and you can find that link inside the description. The story is called The Uncanny Tale of Hollow, and let's get right into it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Disclaimer before the story begins, the following story is fictional and is not based on actual events, usernames are made up, and any relation to any actual player is coincidental. The Uncanny Tale of Hollow by Zachariah. It started with a pumpkin. What else am I supposed to say? There's no chunk glitches, no cobblestone crosses, no none signs, no giant footsteps, just a pumpkin. Well, I guess you would call it a carved pumpkin. I was playing on an earlier version of Minecraft, the version right before the regular pumpkins were added. So the carved pumpkins were just called pumpkins. Anyway, I'd been scouting an area in our survival realm for me and my friends to build a castle on. I'd been taking measurements, digging an outline, and assessing what blocks to use ever since that morning. When the sun began to set, I decided to head back to my house to change it to morning. No one else was on, so I wouldn't have had to wait on anybody. I ran back to my house and hopped in bed. As my screen began to fade, I realized I'd forgotten something. I clicked leave bed. I was supposed to check on the zombie farm for zombie villagers tonight. I sighed and decked myself out in armor. If I waited until day, they would just burn up. Grabbing my sword, I opened my door, and that's when I saw it. The pumpkin. It was just sitting there, a few blocks away from my door, staring at me with its expressionless, hollow eyes. It was certainly startling, but I almost instantly rolled my eyes and checked to see if anyone else had joined the server. I was friends with a prankster, so it could have been one of his jokes. To my surprise, I was the only one still in the realm. A little off-put, I moved away from the pumpkin, eyeing it as I walked off. I'd heard of strange things happening in people's worlds, like finding sand pyramids and leafless trees, but I'd never heard of a pumpkin creepypasta before. After checking the farm and going to sleep, I decided to leave the world to do some investigating. First, I hopped on the internet and searched for any reports of carved pumpkins on people's doorsteps. No helpful results. The next day at school, I tried to see if any of my friends knew about it, but none of them had been on the realm in a week. The prankster said he was on a restriction for video games for a month. All this information narrowed the possibilities. No one had been on the server, and no one had experienced any pumpkins on doorsteps. And so, I concluded that it was very possible that I might be sharing a world with a new creepypasta entity. I shrugged it off. Maybe I placed a pumpkin by accident? That was a bad assumption. The next time I hopped onto the realm, the pumpkin on my doorstep was gone, but it was replaced by more. Pumpkins riddled my yard and my house. Some even replaced the wood planks of my walls. I was shocked. My breath became imbalanced. So there is a being in the world, I thought to myself. I paused so I could leave the world, and then noticed something run by my half-pumpkin house. It was Neon Creeper, the prankster. Neon Creeper, what'd you do to your house? Sniff sniff, which is me. Don't even try, man. What? You think I did this? I must admit, you had me thinking that Herobrine was in the room or something. Neon Creeper, I didn't do it. Yes, I love to prank you guys, but I didn't touch other people's builds. That's against my policy. Then who did this? I don't know. I've been on restriction for the past month, remember? I was released today. Maybe we do have a Herobrine entity of some sort in the realm. How cool. Me, is it really that cool though? Yes, it is totally- Neon, you there? Ah, it's him! He's got me. Me? What? Who? Who's got you? Neon Creeper left the game. I rolled my eyes. It was another one of his pranks. Neon Creeper was fine. With him out of the way, I could think. I observed my house. What did the pumpkins mean? For once, I actually trusted Neon Creeper. Breaking other people's stuff was out of his character, and no one else was mean enough to vandalize my house with pumpkins. Maybe someone was mad with me that I hadn't updated the world in, you know, years. I had not heard any major complaints yet. I sighed. I was delaying the truth. There was a pumpkin-obsessed entity in my world. With this idea in my mind, I knew what I was going to do. Find it. Capture it if possible. Ask it some questions. I knew there were going to be some risks. I spent about 45 minutes listening to some creepypasta episodes of podcasts that I like to prepare me for what I could encounter. I opened Minecraft again and entered the realm. I looked around. More pumpkins had already replaced blocks in my house and yard. I ignored it and concentrated. If I were a Minecraft lunatic monster who loved pumpkins, where would I hide? Thought to myself. There was a field not too far from my house that contained some pumpkin patches, so I decided to check there. To try and increase my chance of finding the thing, I crafted some pumpkin pies and put them in my hotbar. Maybe it liked pie? I sprinted out to the field and began my search. I spare you all the details and just tell you that after a whole half hour of searching, I didn't find the vandal. I even tried coaxing it out of its hiding via the chat, but with no avail. I didn't even know if it could hear me or not. I logged off and decided to go to bed, talk with Neon Creeper in the morning. Neon Creeper was okay, as I thought. He said that the whole he's got me thing was just a joke, but said that he was going to hold off on the pranks for a bit so as not to interfere with the investigation. While Neon Creeper was a prankster, he knew when he needed to stop. I checked with everyone else, and still none of them had been on the realm. After school and homework, I entered the realm. As the chunks loaded, I realized I was still inside the pumpkin field. I returned to my house only to find it completely made of pumpkins. The walls, the yard, the roof, even the fence and gates were replaced by pumpkins. I busted through the pumpkins occupying the space where my door was, and stared wide-eyed at what was in front of me. Everything was replaced. That meant my chest as well. If Minecraft characters could crumple to the floor, mine would have done just that. I had diamonds, redstone, even a scrap or two of netherite in those chests. Now they were just pumpkins, staring at me with that dark, hollow gaze. Now I was mad. I assessed what I had in my inventory and tried to stay cool. Pumpkins have been appearing in an out-of-place environment, I thought to myself. So what if this time I search in a place where pumpkins don't naturally appear? A ways behind my house was an oak forest that went on for miles. I certainly didn't remember seeing any pumpkins there. I once again set off. I walked for days with no luck. Not a single pumpkin. I didn't even bother sleeping. I fought through the nights and searched through the days for real-time hours. Finally, after growing tired of fighting off armies of zombies, skeletons, and whatnot, I decided to pitch a bed and sleep. I watched the sunset, waited till I knew I could sleep, and clicked the bed. My character lowered its head. The screen began to dim, and that's when I saw it. A pumpkin, looking straight at me as I was dozing off. I clicked leave bed, jumped out, and stared at the pumpkin straight in the eyes. It stared back, expressionless. I sighed. I looked around the forest. Mobs would soon spawn if I didn't do something. I quickly mined the pumpkin and crafted it into a jack-o'-lantern. That would help me a bit. Placing the jack-o'-lantern on the ground so it would illuminate the area around me, I looked around. Not too far from where I was, there was another pumpkin. I walked over to it and saw another pumpkin, and another, and another. It was a trail. As I followed it, things became even more out of place. There were no mobs, and the trail of pumpkins was getting thicker. So twice I thought I saw a mob, or worse, the pumpkin vandal, but they were just some strange statues. They looked like the recipes for some sort of golem, but they were unlike any I had seen. They took the same shape as an iron golem recipe, but instead of iron, it was made of black concrete, with a typical pumpkin on top. It was eerie, but I continued on. After following the trail for a few minutes, I reached a cave, the type that goes almost straight down. I couldn't see the bottom, but I could see the walls. They were completely made of pumpkins. Their faces seemed to gesture downwards, as if they were afraid of what was down there. I knew I was. It was nighttime both in Minecraft and in real life. I wasn't really supposed to be playing games this late. Nonetheless, I pulled out a water bucket, dumped it down the mouth of the cave, and descended into the unknown. The cave was also eerie. As I reached the end of my water elevator, I observed the inside. Instead of regular pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns took their place, making the small cave bright and clear. Although it was no longer dark, the place was disturbing. The jack-o'-lanterns gave off a creepy disposition, the same one that the backrooms give off. Everything was still, too still. Noticing a small opening in one of the walls, I walked over to it, my nerves making me shake with such intensity that I could hardly press the right keys on the computer. I peered inside. It was a long 1x2 hallway, which was, of course, made of jack-o'-lanterns. With a shaky breath, I began walking, adrenaline coursing through me. One step, two step, three step, four steps. Every step seemed to last for hours, each time seeming to echo out through the jack-o'-lantern hallway. Their faces haunted me, watching my front, my side, my back, with a seemingly frightened look in their eyes, like the stony statues of Medusa, till, finally, I reached the end. I sprinted out, hoping that this would be the end of the nightmare, the light at the end of the tunnel. I emerged from the hallway, relieved to be in a more open cave. That ecstasy was almost immediately shot down, because of what was before me. My house. All the right blocks were there, not a single pumpkin on it. It was almost as if someone had taken a structure block and then copy and pasted it. I ran inside. My chests were there too. I opened them up, grabbing as many items as I could carry, and then burst out back the door. And there he was. His appearance had the shape of a player's skin, except he was pitch black. Upon his head he wore a pumpkin, the same dark, hollow expression that had been staring at me for days now. I gasped upon seeing this thing, and sprinted as fast as I could back down the hallway, fear of being caught being the only thing that kept me from passing out. As I ran, the hope of escape filled me. I may have been able to make it, had the thing not turned out the lights. In the midst of my escape, torches all of the sun popped out of all the jack-o'-lanterns at once, turning them into pumpkins. The hall became completely black. I kept running, not knowing if I was moving or if I was running up against a wall. Yellow text slowly materialized in the middle of my screen. Stop running. I let go of the W key, my heart beating like a drum. Handshaking, I opened the chat. Who are you? New words appeared on my screen. I am Hollow. That was all I needed. I paused the game and quit, not before seeing the words, no, wait. I was returned to my world's collection, and I hovered over edit. Then I noticed the world name had been changed. Don't do this. I ignored it. I clicked edit and started scrolling downwards. The toggle on-off features have also been changed. Please listen. You can't do this to me. I won't hurt you. The pleadings went on. I kept scrolling, ignoring the entity, who was practically down on its knees, begging for mercy. He knew what was coming. Finally, I reached the bottom. In the place of the delete button were five words. This is my only home. I froze as all the pieces clicked in my brain. Hollow was a glitch that was accidentally created in the game before regular pumpkins existed. Mojang eventually discovered Hollow and fixed the glitch when they updated the pumpkins. Therefore, Hollow could only thrive in worlds which did not have that update. Is it really possible that I'm the only player who hasn't updated, I thought? I moved away from the delete button and pressed play. I was met by blackness once more, and words appeared on my screen. You're back. Sniff sniff. Me. Why did you steal my house? That's just what I do. I replace blocks with pumpkins. Well, lay it off. You're not going to delete me? I thought about this. I tapped a response. No, you're a harmless entity, right? Yes. Then you can stay. You know what? You can have the world as well. Please as many pumpkins as you want. The world is yours. I don't know what made me do it, but I did it. My eyelids were heavy. My senses were weakening. Barely awake, I clicked save and quit, and dozed off. The last thing I saw being the world's cover. The name had been changed again. Thank you. I got busted, of course. My parents awoke the next morning to find me collapsed in my game chair in front of my open computer, and banned me from games for 2 months. Beat that, Neon Creeper. Usually I would have launched into a state of depression, knowing that I couldn't play that long, or knowing that I gave away my world to a Minecraft entity, but I felt fine. I had done something that no one else had done before. I'd somehow made friends with a glitch. I didn't even know that was possible. I've removed the world from the realm to keep everyone away from Hollow, and I don't plan to join the world either. I'm just going to let Hollow do his thing. I told Neon Creeper about the experience, and he thought it was amazing. He told me I should try to spread the story on the net, so everyone knows about Hollow. I've tried to recreate the experience into worlds, and I've sent it to a guy who reads stories on a podcast for a living. With any luck, I can spread this experience to other players, warning them about Hollow to help remind people to update, or maybe so they can invite Hollow into their own worlds. The end. Thank you to Zachariah for submitting this story. This is going to be a chonky episode. The recording thing says it's already been 21 minutes. And this has been the single-handedly longest story I've read the podcast at 3,000 words. At least I think it is, maybe. So thank you so much to Zachariah for submitting this. I really enjoyed reading this on the podcast, and I'm sure the listeners enjoyed listening to it. Thank you for submitting this, and no, the story was not too long. The story was fine. I'm glad it was this long. So thank you. And I'd also like to thank you, the listener, for getting to this part of the episode. This is the end of the episode, if you haven't noticed. I hope to see you inside the next one.